as in my research for my previous book, The One Man, which is also a World War II novel with a bit of a Holocaust component to it. But the thing that tied them together, the two books, was a theme of Allies preventing the Nazis from acquiring the decisive weapon of the war, their own atomic bomb. And I came across this story of valor and just uncommon bravery and such a consequential raid in my research on The One Man. Now, I have built a fictional hero up, although based on a real participant, but what I thought was that given the extraordinary bravery that this small group of commandos and saboteurs undertook, that all of the military aspects of this book, the raids, there were two of them in basically, that I would stay 100% as close to the history and the truth as I could.
Interesting. So this is pretty much, as far as you know, mirrors what actually happened, but the events themselves are dramatized and the characters.
I mean, if your listeners like sort of old-fashioned, sweeping World War II stirring novels like The Guns of Navarone or Where Eagles Dare, this is very much in that sort of vein, action-adventure with, I guess the other thing I do, at least, is I'm not a military writer. What I am is a suspense writer who likes to take people who need to make a moral choice and put them in really trying and exigent situations. And in this book, if I may, Kurt Nordstrom, who's my hero in it, is a courageous Norwegian resistance fighter who has lost everything in the war. His fiance has been killed, his regiment has been dispersed, his country has been overrun, who has to make a choice between his heart and duty when it falls on him ultimately to single-handedly stand in the way of the Nazis from acquiring the decisive weapon of the war. And it's possible that some of your readers are familiar with the attempts of the Allies to destroy the Nazis from building up heavy water, which is a substance vital to the building of an atomic bomb, at this remote plant in Vemork, Norway, 600 feet above this completely unscalable gorge where only a handful of trained men could even attempt such an improbable mission. Between the brutality of the weather, the inhospitable terrain, and the overwhelming military numbers against them.
It's fascinating. We're speaking with Andrew Gross. He is the author of The Saboteur. He is an author of thriller novels, of both with himself and with co-author James Patterson. So when you think of this novel, when you think of trying to stop the Nazis from acquiring the materials necessary to getting the atomic bomb, how close did they come? And does it set you in mind of perhaps other situations? Does North Korea come to mind?
I can't, on the latter part of it, another interviewer said, well, isn't this timely because of neo-Nazis? And I'm really writing about a situation where America was at war, some 75, not America, but the Allies were at war some 75 years ago. I really didn't write it with